Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Gary Sissel, who's president of Mill Creek. Gary, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a little while. I know you went to surfaces, but I didn't run into you. But before we get to any of that conversation, let's talk about Mill Creek for our listeners' benefit. 17 locations in Oklahoma and Texas, right?
Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, and Wichita.
I know you have a fiscal year, I believe it was over in September, so you've been there long enough to make a difference. Let's talk about how business is going.
Well, our fiscal year ended on a really positive note. Like most retailers, we had a little bit of up and a little bit of down throughout the year, but we ended up the year up in sales, very positive growth that has translated into continued success in this new fiscal year that stretches into 2016.
All right, let's talk about some of the changes that you've made with that organization since you've been there.
We focused on trying to deliver a better type experience for the customer that walked in the door, and we did that through revamping some of our merchandising displays, revamping a few of our stores, and focusing our sales team particularly on training that engages the customer when they walk in a little more positive manner.
You know, I was talking to Bruce Wicker with J.J. Haynes not too long ago, and he said, you know, in the flooring business, we try to make the purchase of flooring very complicated and difficult to do. So you're trying to simplify that?
Yeah, absolutely. Trying to learn from some of the other top retailers in the business that who have been successful, simplifying their presentation to their customers, simplifying the message, making it easy for the consumer to understand, and really making it easy for our sales representatives to communicate those things to the customer. I think that's sometimes where we fall down.
Just another little background thing. Mill Creek is not a member of an organization, correct?
We are not. We are solely independent.
So one of the things that some people are doing right now is they're spending a little bit more on digital marketing. Obviously, that replaced the Yellow Pages. Tell me a little bit about how you bring traffic into your stores.
We have some of the traditional medias that we used, you know, TV, of course, direct mail, radio, that kind of stuff. But we have been toying with the digital market, and although it's a little foggy to me, I've been relying on a large number of vendors to help educate me in that. And I guess the preliminary data seems to point that there is a connection between the consumer and the digital media.
Yeah.
How strong it is yet to be determined, but we do see when we run a digital advertising campaign, we do see a lift in the particular market that we're testing that concept.
Have you made any product changes, mix changes? Have you diversified? Talk a little bit about that.
We have definitely made a few mix changes. We've shifted a little bit away from carpet. Now, not much.
Yeah.
I mean, we did a lot of carpet before I came to Mill Creek. We still do a lot of carpet, but we've shifted a couple of percentage points into the hard surface category. For us, wood has been an outstanding growth category last year. Tile continues to be strong, but the LVT category is where we actually picked up some significant growth. So we shifted a little bit of our focus into LVT.
Okay. All right. Are you doing any of that WPC product?
Yeah, we are. Looking at all options, but we have a relationship with several very large suppliers of the WPC product.
All right, and you're still just flooring, right? I mean, you don't have countertops or closet organization stuff or anything like that, are you?
Well, out of a couple of our locations, we do countertops, particularly granite quartz, and we do have our own fabrication facility.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty heavy into that, and with some of our builders, we do cabinets. I wouldn't say we're huge into cabinets, but we do provide that as an ancillary benefit to our builder clients.
How are you feeling about 2016? Do you think this is going to be a good year, or is it continue to be a mixed recipe, or what do you think?
Well, if I put my historian cap on and I look at the past 15 election years, I think 13 of them have been down. I tend to be more optimistic. We are going to do everything we can to increase our advertising budget.
Yeah.
And continue to drive customers into our locations. And quite frankly, I think that's going to be the recipe for the flooring industry when we're competing with other, you know, durable good categories.
Mm-hmm. Now, this training that you say you've been focusing on, are you just bringing suppliers in that make products and having them do PK for you, or are you putting together your own program, or how are you doing that?
Well, it's a combination of both. We have brought in our suppliers, of course, and asked them to reformulate the way they present, quote, a PK type meeting, one that's more interactive, more hands-on, and focuses on helping our sales staff develop a relationship between themselves, the customer, and the particular product category that they're looking at. Mm-hmm. It goes beyond feature and benefit. And we're also investing in some professional training packages that are germane to our inventory that allow our sales staff to understand the sales model a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this uptick you say you've had at the beginning of this year, what do you attribute that to?
Well, I'd like to say it was great leadership. It's probably it's probably more luck than great leadership, but a lot of hard work at point of sale. Our sales staff have done an incredible job following up with our customer, which I think is critical.
Yeah.
And I think we've spent a little bit more money in marketing, not a lot, but a little bit. I think that has been more focused, and I think that's helps drive customers into our store.
So do you consider in your marketplace, obviously there's other independents that I know of, but do you consider the home centers to be a major competitor?
Absolutely. I think the home centers continue to get their message out that they have everything for everybody at the greatest price, you know, and it's just like anything, the customer has to be a little bit more aware of what they're getting when they walk into a home center, everything from product to price to installation to knowledge. So I think if they, you know, if they're not careful, they can get a mixed bag when they walk into a home center. But home centers definitely are still a major competitive force.
I think that's where this training is going to pay off for you because those guys.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Believe so.
All right, Gary, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for spending time with us. We've been talking to Gary Sissel, who's president of Mill Creek, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaAlley.net.